Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance on a fabulous football Friday. Generally, it's the best weekend of the entire football year. Divisional weekend, we've gotten rid of the riffraff. We've got an Elite Eight ready to go. Plus, the coaching carousel. Graziano's got the insight. Let's go.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
Two of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they go head-to-head.
The trilogy. Josh Allen, can he finally get past Patrick Mahomes?
When you are this great quarterback, at some point, doesn't actually winning a title matter?
We all know that this game is going to come down to Josh Allen. You got to show up.
Played him every year for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years. So I think it's two teams that are very familiar with each other.
When it comes to the Buffalo Bills, if not now, when? If not them, who?
I think that's the way a lot of people are looking at it this weekend. And at some point this morning, we got to get, as Himbo said, a temperature check on our beloved Christine Lisi, who does our SportsCenter updates and is sensational, as one of the few people I know who've been at ESPN longer than I have. And she's rocking the Bills sweatshirt today. They got to be that Bills Mafia, because this is what an opportunity. And Dan Graziano, who was taking up residency there in Western New York, spent 3 days covering a football game there.
Yes, he did.
Last weekend, and is headed back. When is your flight to Buffalo this time?
The same flight as last week. I just hope that when it lands, I don't come across the news that the game has been postponed to Monday, as I was last Saturday. But yeah, it was. I spent a nice month in Buffalo last
week. When I saw that last week, that came across, what, about noon on Saturday?
Yeah, just about.
I texted Graziano, and I sort of dipped my toe in it. I wrote, hey, what's going on? Like, I didn't want to ask, like, did you? And you said if they had just done it an hour earlier.
Right, because it's a short flight from LaGuardia to Buffalo. Like, I don't think you're in the air but a half hour. And so, yeah, I whatever.
You know, Jim Nantz said on the broadcast that they almost had to quarantine in their hotel rooms because of the rules locally.
You couldn't go anywhere.
You
weren't allowed to drive. Nothing was open, right? And the hotel I was staying in didn't have heat or hot water on Sunday, which was a nice treat. I said on Get Up, I think the city of Buffalo and I have to work on our relationship this weekend. I think we'll be okay, but there's work to be done.
I'll try to mediate it because they love me. I have become a member of the Bills Mafia with my Josh Allen belief. And let me set it up for you this way, Roz. Because at the end of the day, deep in your heart, you're just like me. You're just someone who loves this sport and loves the stories, loves the history. Anyone who watches your performance on the Sneaky Hembos during the TV show, which is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, knows you know as much about football history as anyone. But here's the way I see it. The history of the sport is defined by the great quarterback rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Patrick Mahomes, this is his time. This is his era. He's the best quarterback. Who's going to be his primary rival? Who's the one we're going to someday say, remember those incredible games when Tom Brady and Peyton Manning went head-to-head, when Kent Stabler and Terry Bradshaw went head-to-head, when it was Favre against Young in the playoffs? There's really three contenders for that. One of them is Joe Burrow, who has in fact already beaten Mahomes in his building and gone to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Another is Lamar Jackson, who's about to be a two-time MVP. Mm-hmm. Pretty special stuff, winning them both during the Mahomes era. And the third is Allen, who all I can say of him is I think he's the best of them. But I cannot offer any proof of that whatsoever. He has not demonstrated it in any way. This is his chance.
I mean, this is it. They're at home, right? And look, they've beaten the Chiefs the last couple years in the regular season. They've won in Kansas City. They play every year because they finish in first place every year, and you play the other first place teams in your conference. So they know how to do it. They're not going to be scared. I think Josh Allen will be up to the task. My concern with Buffalo is how beat up they are on defense. I watched them just, like, guy after guy either get carted or limp off the field on Monday there on the defensive side of the ball, and I just wonder if they have enough, especially given how good Kansas City's defense is. That's the other thing. When they beat them, when Buffalo beat them, was like 6 weeks ago, I think it was 20-17.
Yeah.
Right? So it wasn't like a massive Josh Allen game. He was over 300 yards, but yeah, I think the defenses will have more to do with it, which means Allen will be judged by something that may not be in his control.
Right. Well, look, we've seen these teams play classics.
Yeah.
The game, Hembo, the game they played in the division around, I guess it's now 3 years ago, when Allen walked off the field with the lead 13 seconds. Yes. It's a game they had no business losing. Yeah. I mean, no business. I remember coming on here the next day and saying, if you're a fan of the Bills, you will never get over that game.
It's one of the worst losses you could ever absorb as a fan. And I think it's one of the 10 or 12 greatest games in the history of the NFL. It's one of those ones that's going to be remembered like that. And when these guys get together, the amazing thing about this matchup is you're guaranteed to see the quarterback position effectively be played as well as it possibly can be played.
Yes.
I do agree with you that the result of the game might not solely be dependent upon that. But I think we can know for sure, based upon how well these guys play overall and when they play head-to-head, that you're seeing a Hall of Fame quarterback matchup every time they do this thing.
And I think you're going to see two guys that really have to do some carrying, right? Because, Allen's team is beaten up. The defense we talked about, he may not have Gabe Davis again, right? So you can lock in on Stephon Diggs, and you have L'Jarius Sneed, who's one of the elite cornerbacks in the league for Kansas City. So Allen may have to do more with his legs, may have to be more creative. And Mahomes, we know all about the problems that his receivers have had this year. You're going to see two guys that are going to have to elevate, but they've shown an ability, both of them have shown an ability to do that in postseason games.
I think this is the game you want Allen to run. Like, I'm always the one, week seven against New England, don't run, Josh. It's not worth the hits that you might take. This game, this is the game where if you need it, you tuck it, you run it, you get first downs, you work that in, you call some of that, you know, the call design quarterback runs. I think this is the game where that could prominently feature.
Yeah, I think, and Kansas City's defense is built to sort of combat that a little bit better than, for instance, Pittsburgh's was, right? Where he's just tearing through the linebackers on his way to the end zone 52 yards. Kansas City's linebackers are a little bigger. I think, you know, maybe shorter tacklers, and then on the back end, they're stronger too. So obviously, again, these teams, as you heard in the press conference sound there, like, they know each other well. Kansas City knows what it looks like when Josh Allen runs. They know what to do about it. So I'm sure they'll be ready for it. But it should be fun. This is why we do it.
You know,
is for games like this.
I dug up a number this week, Dan, that I think is potentially predictive when it comes to this matchup, because there is no team in the NFL that is better at preventing big plays than the Chiefs' defense is.
Right.
They're the best in the whole league at that, which tells me it's likely that they're going to require Josh and that offense to matriculate the ball down the field. You're a big Josh Allen turnover guy, if memory serves. Do you trust him?
Numbers are what they are.
To be able to do that against that defense if he has to.
I do trust them because of the way that they've operated their offense since they made the coordinator change. And everybody there is quick to say, look, we loved Ken Dorsey. It's not like we had to get rid. But since they made that change, something has been different about the offense. And the commitment to the run on not commitment to, but the ability to use the run, mix the run and pass on early downs to the point where they're not in third and long. So they can at least threaten to use James Cook all right on third down. So at least the defense has to think about it. So I do trust them to be more responsible with the ball than we've seen in the past. And Josh Allen is going to try whatever, 3, 4, 5 hero throws a game that could go terribly wrong. That's just a fact. Whether, I mean, he's as great as you want, but that is true. He will put the ball in harm's way at some point. If you get unlucky and that ball ends up in the other team's hands, it can swing the game, especially if it's close. And but Allen has also shown the ability to overcome that. But no, to your question, I do think it's a more steady, responsible offense right now than we're used to seeing from the Bills at this time of year.
Graziano in our studio, ESPN Radio. I want to get a little inside stuff from my insider in a second, but quickly, just give me the other games. Houston, Baltimore, who do you like?
Baltimore. Look, I love what Houston's doing, the coaching, the quarterback. I just think it's great. But Baltimore is so good and can beat you in so many different ways on both sides of the ball. That the way they beat Miami and San Francisco late in the year, this is the same kind of offense, right? The offensive coordinator comes from Kyle Shanahan. I just think Baltimore's set up to handle them.
Saturday night, Green Bay, San Francisco.
I like San Francisco. I think Green Bay's defense is frankly bad. And unless they can get out to another 27-0 lead like they did last week, which I don't think will happen, I think it's going to show up.
And then Detroit, Tampa.
I like Detroit. I think Detroit is a team that knows who it is, how it wants to play, takes great pride in the way they play, and I really do think getting that first playoff win, the emotions of doing it there in front of their fans for the first time in whatever, 30 years, I think that they'll be even more relaxed this week and more confident.
Plus, they got the break of all breaks, getting to get a second home game, which you don't usually figure to do when you're the 3 seed going in. So it would have set up nicely for Detroit. Let me get some of my inside stuff from my insider here. Philadelphia coaching situation seems to be the last one up in the air. What do we know?
Yeah, I think Nick Sirianni has to have a meeting with Jeffrey Lurie, the owner. At that meeting, I think Sirianni will present a plan, how we're going to fix this, what are we going to do at the coordinator positions, what went wrong, and here's why I can assure you it won't happen again. If Lurie buys what he's selling, I think Sirianni stays, and I think that's the most likely outcome at this point. But we saw with Doug Peterson 3 years ago, that meeting can go the other way too.
And Belichick remains out there, the most fascinating coaching free agent in the history of the NFL. I feel like it is all signs seem to be pointing towards him and Atlanta fait accompli.
I think it's Atlanta or bust. I think there was probably some hope in his camp.
What does bust mean?
Well, he doesn't coach anywhere next year, right?
Really?
Well, where would it be? Like, I mean, I think they were thinking
a lot of jobs open.
Dallas came open, but
Philly? If Philly came open?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the sense that it will, but yeah, that would be an intriguing spot for him. They have the quarterback in place. Atlanta seems to have everything he would want except the quarterback, so they would have to work on that. But they're talking, they're continuing to talk. Atlanta talked to Harbaugh, too, so they're aiming high. But I do think if Belichick gets the answers he wants in terms of here's how it'll work, here's who reports to whom, et cetera, then I think that's something that could come together in the next couple of days.
Hembo, you think it is a fait accompli Sirianni is back?
It is not a fait accompli because we've seen in the past, most recently with Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach, who had that meeting with Jeffrey Lurie at the end of the season, and after which they decided, we're going to fire you and we're going to bring in someone else. So I think that's on the list of options. It strikes me, though, Dan, that at least based upon everything that I'm reading, all the reporting, that the likelier scenario is that it's Sirianni with a new cadre of coordinators. Yeah. Is that sort of what you're smelling?
Yes. I think what happened 3 years ago with Peterson was Lurie didn't like the answers. Like, Peterson wanted to keep certain things the way that they were instead of firing, you know, guys that maybe Lurie would have liked to see go. And as a result, he went, which meant everybody else did too. But I think if Sirianni goes in there today, and we know that Sirianni and Howie Roseman have been kind of reaching out around the league to see you know, who's available and what this could be. So, I mean, you can't go in there and say, here's who I'm going to hire. That's against the rules. You have to do an interview process, and you don't know. These guys are going to be in demand elsewhere too. But if you can say to Lurie, look, I know I can get one of these guys, and here's what it would look like, and it's somebody that, I mean, look, Sirianni has more good than bad on his resume. Like, he does. And the way this season ended is terrible and definitely counts against him, but it doesn't mean it determines his fate.
Ready for your trip to Buffalo? Everything all right?
Does it matter? I got to go, right? Like,
I don't know.
Whether I'm ready or not.
Of course it matters. I mean, they're going to have heat and hot water in the hotel when you get there.
Ideally, it won't be a 5.5 hour delay getting home like it was Tuesday. So, yeah, I think it's I said this before. Nobody wants to hear me complain about my job. My job is awesome.
I enjoy hearing it.
My job is fantastic. But, I mean, are there parts of it that feel like more like work than others? And was last weekend one of them? Yeah.
Darlington is going to be there as well.
The Miami man. I think it's going to be about 20 or 30 degrees warmer in Buffalo than it was in Kansas City for him on Saturday. But that doesn't mean it's going to be warm.
You and he going to be in a bar Saturday night watching Green Bay and San Francisco?
I'm not sure I can comment or speak for Jeff.
Fair enough. Guys, you're the best. Thank you for hanging around. We got lots to get to today, including confidence picks and a whole lot more. Plus, we have to get to the bottom of Bubba's pants. We'll explain why. Trust me. But do you want to hear this right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, trust me, you're better off not knowing. We're back in a flash on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, we're back on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. In 30 seconds, we'll get to the bottom of Bubba's pants, plus the quarterback confidence list. We'll do him in that order because that's just the kind of show we are. Mm. Oh, but first, these 30 seconds are for Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
I just want you to know.
All right, we are surrounded by the assembled members of the hashtag crew. Hashtag Kembo is here. You've heard from him. Hashtag Cam and hashtag Bubba back in Bristol today. And there is a note for me on the Google Doc that I don't want to spoil. I'm just going to let Bubba himself explain it. What seems to be going on with your pants, Bubba?
Yeah, I've been wearing these jeans for a while now, but for whatever reason...
Well, what does that mean, you've been wearing them for a while? Like, how many days in a row?
No, I'm just saying they're not new. Like, I've had them for probably a couple of years. But for whatever reason, I think over the last month or so, I've noticed that the fly keeps going down about like 30% nonstop. So I'll just be sitting or moving around, and all of a sudden I'll look down and my fly is like not fully down, but like 30-35% down, and it's pretty annoying.
I would, mostly for the rest of us. That's the thing. It's really your coworkers and your colleagues that I'm concerned about, because they are, yeah, unfortunately subjected to this.
Because it looks like it's like, I mean, I can show you if you'd like.
No, please don't.
Yeah, he offered to do the same to me. I'm like, I'll take your word for it, Bubba. Thank you.
The last thing on earth, first of all, in order for you to show it to me, you'd have to be showing it to the camera.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think we would be taken off the air immediately. All right. If Bubba just said, here, let me show you my fly.
All right.
Because it's open.
Well, 30%.
Not only is that an FCC violation, that's an HR violation,
yeah,
too.
Every acronym
is violated.
Yeah. MEO, too.
Everything about that sounds bad. All right, so what should we do for our friend Bubba?
I don't know. It seems like he has a spotter there to his left. I mean, does he not have someone responsible
for this? Yeah, well, I got this guy with Green Bay stuff just taunting me. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Are you aware that there's a person sitting behind you? He's kind of lurking there with the kind of smile, like a psychotic smile on his face. Like he looks... There's something not right about the person. Who is that sitting behind you?
Yeah, that's Cameron. He's in here shadowing for the day, and he decides...
What is he shadowing?
He's shadowing the board. He's learning the board.
Learning how not to wear pants.
But he thought... So Cameron... He thought it would be cool just to wear all of his Packers gear today.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so. I like it. Look, he's rocking his Packers gear. Christine Lisi is rocking her Bills gear. I'd give anything to be wearing something that said Jets on it right now. I mean, Bubba, you can't break out your Dak and Micah jerseys till next year.
Yeah, Himbo been,
and Cam have already burned their Eagles gear.
Yeah, you wear your Jets stuff on draft day. You can do that.
Yeah,
that's the best day of the Jets year.
I can't. I'm hosting the draft, so unfortunately, I have to be I have to be somewhat unbiased when it comes to that. All right. Well, anyway, Cameron, welcome. And the first rule, no matter what, of running the board is whatever else happens, keep your fly up. Greeny with you, and it is time now for the green list.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The green list.
Brought to you by Sherwin Williams. Ask Sherwin Williams and save 30% on paints and stains. Now through the January 22nd, retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. So here is what we're going to do for today's green list. If you were one who used to listen to us on the old show on Mike and Mike, we had something we called confidence picks. And we did some of that here about 2 weeks ago on this show and on Get Up as well. There were 8 starting quarterbacks playing this weekend. By the way, 7 of them were first round picks and the other was the last pick in the draft. And he's probably got the best team or one of them. But anyway, the way we do this is we choose based on every circumstance. Home field advantage, thus crowd noise, what defense you're playing against, playoff history, and everything else. Not who are the best quarterbacks playing this weekend, because that's easy. Mahomes would be one and all the rest of that. We would go through that list. You could probably put them in order 1 through 8 fairly easily doing that. But in terms of the confidence you have in them playing big in this particular game, based on the opposition, that's a very, very different question. And we'll rank them 1 through 8. So number 1 will be the one we are most confident in. Number 8 will be the one we are least confident in. Hembo, are there any that just jump out to you as immediately belonging at the top or the bottom?
No, this is agonizing. I spent all morning trying to figure out my order.
I'm with you.
I wound up getting a 1 through 8 here. But I'm pretty confident that we'll all disagree with each other because it is so challenging to combine how good you are with how good the defense is you're playing. It really is.
We're not going to do... I don't think we should each do one. I think we should do one as a team.
I do too.
As a show.
So do I.
So because I have been doing the same agonizing but also had to host another show for 2 hours, I haven't had as much time to think about it as you have. So does it feel to me like based on all of the circumstances, are you going to put at number 8 Jordan Love?
I have Jordan Love at number 6.
Okay. Is 8... Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield is playing against a defense that has been susceptible to the pass, but he is... on the road, mm-hmm. and he is less decorated than some of these other guys.
I had Baker at 8 myself.
I do feel a lot of... I mean, C.J. Stroud is playing a very tough defense on the road, but he's been so good in big games.
So you've hit my bottom 3 there. I'll give you what I have here.
Those were the 3 that felt like the options for the bottom.
Yeah, so I have Love at 6, Baker at 7, and Stroud at 8.
See, I don't... I can't... No, I can't do that. Here's the thing. C.J. Stroud, and I did this, I remember when I did the draft, actually, I could pull up my notes on him for the draft because he elevated in big games.
Oh, big time.
What constitute postseason games? Let me very quickly pull that up. That would have been which year? The 2023 draft. C.J. Stroud, hold on a second. I can give you his exact numbers.
Are you going to count the Rose Bowl against Utah
yes.
as a big game?
Yes. I mean, as a quote-unquote postseason game.
Yeah.
And he played that game without his 2 best receivers. He played that game without Olave or Garrett Wilson, mm-hmm. and he still managed to bring up, hold on, I'm
he
getting
put up
to
48
right
points
now.
In that game against
I'm
Utah.
I'm in the R's right now.
I'm going
now.
Stroud at 7, by the way.
Stroud.
So you have Stroud 7, you have Baker 8.
Yeah. I have Love 8, Baker 7, Stroud 6.
Okay, so we've got
so
the bottom 3.
Same bottom 3.
A matter of... Brady deciding on that order.
I assume we have the same
top 3
as
well. I'm putting
well.
Jordan Love 4th, to be honest with you.
Oh.
So in his 2 wow. postseason games in college, against Utah in the Rose Bowl, and then the semifinal on New Year's Eve against Georgia against an historically great defense. In those 2 games, his team scored 89 points. He threw for 921 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Woof!
He elevates in
My
big
goodness.
Games. I'm not putting him anywhere near 8. I know he's playing a good defense. He's going to play well. I'm not putting him 8. We can't put him 8.
You putting Baker 8 then?
I would put Baker 8.
Would you put Stroud ahead or behind Jordan Love?
Behind. I mean ahead of.
So you're going to put Love
More
7?
Confident. Love 7.
So you're putting Baker 8, Love 7. Are you putting Stroud 6 or
where
are you
where are we putting Goff?
I have a lot of confidence in Jared Goff in this game.
I have Goff at 4. The Bucs' pass defense has not been very good.
I'd get
this
Goff
year.
At 5.
Let's go to the top now as we start filling out the middle.
Okay.
Who did you go with at 1?
I went Mahomes at 1.
Against Buffalo's defense, even though he's on the road with a suspect offensive line, Buffalo's defense is banged up. Are you banking on the fact then that if his receivers drop balls and all that kind of stuff, that's not on him?
That's part of it.
Right?
Certainly.
That is part of it.
But I have no question that he's going to be great in the game himself, individually, and that's going to help.
He wasn't great in that one playoff loss he had to Cincinnati.
In the second half of that game, it was probably the worst half he's ever played. Right. I'm not putting the Tampa loss on him, though. That was his offensive
Definitely
line.
Definitely not.
He's played one bad half, effectively, in his playoff career.
All right, I'll go with you on that. I'll go him at 1. Where are you putting Lamar?
I have Lamar 3.
Behind Allen?
Behind Allen.
Allen's playing a good defense. Lamar's playing a lesser defense.
Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that this rest is gonna help them, though. They've had problems with that historically.
They were as hot could possibly be, and then they just stopped playing for 3 weeks.
It's hard to pick it up, man.
They didn't play anybody week 18. They didn't play, obviously didn't play last week. So when last seen, they were shellacking San Francisco. They were shellacking Miami. They were on fire. They were almost literally the football personification of being in flames. And now I think that taking that foot off the pedal is a scary thing.
Look, I have him 3, but I mean, he's never played great in the playoffs one time in his life. He just hasn't. The one game he won against Tennessee, he was merely good. I think he'll play well, and I think he'll win, but I can't put him ahead of Josh Allen, who has a great playoff body of work. He really does.
So who are we forgetting? Who are we leaving out? Is Purdy.
I have Purdy 4 at home against a bad defense, but I think Kyle's going to be in his bag and scheme it up for him.
Yeah, me too. I have a lot of confidence in Purdy.
You do?
Yes, I think Purdy is going to play very well because he's playing a bad defense, and it's going to make Dak and Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys look a million times worse when everybody remembers, oh yeah, Green Bay's defense stinks. They gave up 30 points to
Carolina.
Bryce Young and Carolina. So that's my point here. That's what I mean about the confidence picks. It's not about Brock Purdy being on the same planet as a player as Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but he's playing against a much, much less scary opponent.
So would you consider putting him ahead of either of them?
If you're asking me who I'm convinced is going to play a really good, we're going to wake up on Sunday morning and his numbers are going to be 4 touchdowns, no picks, and 308 yards? Yes.
Really?
See, you're not?
If they put up 40 against Green Bay, I think it's just as likely to be a huge Christian McCaffrey game as it is to be a huge Brock Purdy game.
I think the game just gets away in every conceivable way.
So you're going to put him 2?
I don't know. Where do you guys?
You're a member of the Bills Mafia.
Bubba, where did you put Purdy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had him 6.
You have Brock Purdy 6?
And you didn't number them on your sheet?
Yeah, he was counting there.
Yeah.
Why didn't you count from the back?
You didn't put it.
I should have.
8, 7, 6. Oh, we've arrived.
I just
leave poor Bubba alone. The man's fly is down involuntarily.
Only 30%, though.
And he does have a shadow.
Can you get, like, some tape or something like that to hold it up?
Please.
I don't know.
How about a new pair of jeans?
Well, you can't walk into the calf like that.
I have some of your pants. You seem to give away pants a lot of times.
I'll be glad to give you some pants, but I'm not there. I can't give them to you right now. Let me ask you this. If for the last month your zipper has been coming down, why are you wearing them?
I like the pants.
Well, but I'm not. How much do you like them? Like, perhaps the most important thing about pants is that they cover up parts of you that you don't want
that's
other
the
people
point
to
of pants.
See. It's the entire reason
well,
to
again,
have pants.
You know, I feel like if that 30% range is key, if it's dropping below 40, 50, then I think I have to make a move.
But who do you report to? Is it Liam? Is Liam your boss?
I do, yes.
Okay, I think it needs to be his call.
Yeah, Liam needs to come in and decide if it's a wardrobe violation, like the way the headmaster at school would do.
These guys are break out a ruler and see.
You'll get fined by Roger Goodell.
Cam, where do you have Brock Purdy?
I have him at 5.
See, I think there's no doubt in my mind. Well, give me the scenario in which Brock Purdy has a bad game Saturday night against Green Bay.
He has a
good coach, not a terrible coach.
He's got a good coach.
Yeah.
We also saw him play terribly against Baltimore. There was a couple tipped passes, a couple bad reads.
And this isn't Baltimore.
No, of course not. I don't think the Packers' defense is good. I think it's merely average, and I think he'll likely play well. But I don't think he's going to be the reason they thrive offensively in this game. And if things go sideways, I think it will likely be because he throws a couple picks, which he has been prone to do.
So they gave up this defense that you're describing as average. gave up 33 points to Carolina, 34 points to Tampa, 24 points to the Giants, 27 points to the, or 19 points to the Chiefs, I should say, 22 points to the Lions, 23 points to the Chargers. I mean, that's just the last eight games.
Don't get me wrong. I think the Niners are going to run it up. But my confidence level in Brock Purdy can't be what it is for quarterbacks that I think are going to someday wind up in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, it can.
Correction. Not for me. I had Purdy at 5.
At 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do me a favor.
Let me
write
these
numbers down next to them, please.
There are only 8. These aren't. There are 80. Bubba.
Let me get some numbers. I initially had.
Okay,
some,
read them off in order. Let me hear your list in order.
That's like when you're a kid and you need to find out what the next letter of the alphabet is, and you have to sing the whole alphabet to get there.
Beginning.
Who's one?
Lamar.
Okay. Mine is Lamar as well, number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's two?
Josh Allen.
Who's three?
Mahomes.
Four?
Jordan Love.
Wow, Jordan Love against San Francisco.
He's scarred from that game.
Bubba just did see that.
I saw how good he looked. I mean,
in person.
He
scouted him in person.
And it wasn't just this game. Second half of the season.
He was great.
The whole second half of the season, he's been great.
That's why I wasn't comfortable putting him any further down than that.
You know, I know we didn't plan this before the show, but in the second hour, we should do a shorthand of our coach confidence picks, too. For some of these games that are super close, that could be instructive, I think.
I don't like having Love. I do like having Love down there because I think that their defense is going to get obliterated. All right, because we have to move this along. We can't spend all day long doing this green list. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we go. All right, you guys are gonna talk me into. I'm gonna put Purdy 4. I'm gonna put Goff 5. Are we comfortable with that?
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have to figure out in what order are we putting Allen and Lamar. I think Allen is playing a better defense.
He's playing a better defense.
And look, let's face it. I mean, both of them have been known. No, Allen has been better in the playoffs. I'm going Allen.
Way
too.
Better.
I'm going Allen. Too.
Allen has the second best touchdown to interception ratio in the history of the playoffs.
Okay, so here we go. The green list. You guys tell me if you're comfortable with this. This will be the show's official green list. Confidence for the quarterbacks this weekend. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Josh Allen.
I mean, I don't really love Mahomes at one, to be honest.
Tell me why.
Because he's been bad for most of the. Not bad, but he hasn't been great this year. And he's playing on the road for the first time in his life. I can't say I have the most confidence in Patrick Mahomes in doing something he has never done, and he has not been that great this year.
Can I say something? I kind of agree.
You agree with that?
I kind of do.
Do we think that he's incapable of playing a good road playoff
game? Of course not.
I have the most confidence in him
than about what's around him, too. I think his offensive tackles, we made a big deal of this on Get Up this morning. They've had a lot of problems on that offensive line. It's going to be more difficult for them with crowd noise and everything else.
I am looking at the Bills injury report right now.
Yeah, it's bad.
And I see 6 regulars on that defense that either didn't practice yesterday or were limited. I don't think this Bills defense is close to being whole. And thus, I don't think it's going to be like the reason why Patrick Mahomes doesn't play a good game. If Mahomes doesn't play well, I think it's likelier to be because his receivers forget how to catch, which they can do from time to time. But that has nothing to do with my confidence in him. Like, he's going to play well. Patrick Mahomes is going to play well basically regardless of whatever circumstances are thrown his way.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm not comfortable with any part of our list, to be completely honest with you. DJ Stroud at 6 and Jordan Love at 7 is not. I'm positive CJ Stroud is going to play well. I would bet you anything you
positive.
Play
he's playing the Ravens.
Remember how we looked against the Jets?
Yeah, he got concussed in a monsoon.
He could turn in a bad game against Baltimore. That's a great defense and a great coordinator.
Okay, so we're going to have him at 6.
Someone has to not be 1.
So who's it going to be? I'm glad that Bubba spoke. It was like sort of a speak now or forever hold your peace.
I told you, this is
moment.
An agonizing exercise.
It's agonizing. All right. So who would we put up there at 1? Would you put Lamar Jackson at 1?
Cam and I both had Lamar, it's either Lamar or Josh Allen.
We should just do like a vote, basically. Do it democratically. And we can use Cameron to break the tie if we must.
We don't even know who he is.
He's a Packers fan, so Jordan Love will be number 1 there.
Okay. Unhelpful.
We literally have no idea that could just be a plant. Like they could have just put that could just be a completely random person sitting behind Bubba for no reason at all. It's not impossible.
I think Lamar can be 1 for this weekend. Beyond that, it might go lower. But I think he will play very well against the Texans and they'll get to the championship game.
Okay. So we're going to put Lamar Jackson at one, leave Allen at two, and put Mahomes at three.
I think the three of them might be almost interchangeable. It's very tough.
Lamar being at one is outrageous, by the way.
Because
he's never played well in the playoffs. Like, oh, Bubba's worried about Patrick Mahomes not playing well on the road in the playoffs. We've seen like a dozen good home playoff games and neutral site playoff games. We have that body of work. You're just basing this on the fact that they're playing at home against a decent defense?
All right, here's what we're going to do. I have to pause this here because I'm up against it. By the way, a reminder, Texans-Ravens tomorrow is our game, ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, 4:30 Eastern time. We're going to get Fortenbaugh in here next. We'll let him break this tie because if there's one person who knows, it's the person who knows what's going on in Vegas. He'll answer all your questions next. Don't miss it, ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. The song is Hey Joe, and it is for Joe Fortenbaugh. He hosts Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio every day. He is our gambling expert extraordinaire, but we're going to ask for a different level of expertise for you. First off, Joe, Bubba needs some help, and he's going to explain to you quickly why. Bubba, could you tell Joe the problem that you're having?
Yeah, my jeans, I've had for a few years now, but over the last month, the fly keeps going down about 30% every time I move around. So I'll get up, walk around, 30% down, put him back up, move around, 30% down.
Bubba moves around a lot.
Yeah, your thoughts on that? What do you think I should do about that? You should turn your mic on.
Hell of a week for you.
Yeah.
Hell of a week for you. I would say, so when you say it's 30% down.
I mean, I can show you.
No, that's quite all right.
That's like the third time he's offered someone to show. We get it. We know what's happening. We know what a down fly looks like.
Why did I agree to come in here today for this, by the way? With him texting me late last night, this morning, I thought I'd be able to come in, talk about some games. This would be casual. I feel
you slow
rolled me here with this.
It's casual.
I would get a new pair of jeans. I think it's a pretty simple solution to a pretty simple problem, and yet here we are discussing it on national radio. Why so exasperated?
He said it's been going on for a long time
right.
Now.
He loves these jeans.
Yeah, it's a nice pair. They're broken in, you know.
All right, so do this. Super glue it shut, and then when you have to use the restroom, act like a six-year-old and pull your pants all the way down, and you can go into the porta potty like a little kid, and you can
That's
do it like
bad.
That, and then you pull your pants all the way back up.
That's not bad.
There you go.
All right, solution.
But don't do that at a urinal. Like, go into the stall and close the door.
No, do it at the urinal.
Only at a urinal, yeah.
Do it at the urinal. Let's really ratchet it up around here.
I'll tell you very quickly my favorite story about that, and then we'll get to the games here, Joe.
Oh, is this the Mark Schlereth
story? It's my Mark Schlereth
story. This is the best.
Mark Schlereth used to fill in for Golic all the time with me. He was by far the most frequent guest host I would have when Mike was off. And so one day we're in a commercial break of Mike and Mike, and Stink and I walk into the men's room, and he's going over to a urinal. And I said to him, we were in a conversation about toughness. I said, what's it like being tough? Like, the one thing I've never been in my life is tough. Literally nothing. I said, what's it like being tough? He said, I'll show you what it's like. He walks up to the urinal, pants down to the ankles, shorts down to the ankles. He says, I'm going to do this, and no one is going to say a damn word. Anybody can walk in here right now, and no one is going to say a thing. And he's dead right. Like, if I walked in and he was doing that, I'd be like, hey, Stink, nice butt. Good to see you. How's everything? If I walked in and Hembo was doing that, we would have a problem. There would be an issue. So I think that was the...
I would call you.
The definition of toughness. Right. Okay, let's get to business here. We were just doing confidence picks, and we failed miserably because it's so hard to figure out who we expect to play big this weekend. So if you have... I'm going to ask you for something you may not have prepared, and I apologize in advance for that. But if you're looking at the quarterbacks this week, if you have any interest in any of the props or any, which quarterbacks do you think are set to have very big games this weekend based upon the game, the circumstances, the opposition, and everything else?
You can't bring me in here, ask me about Bubba's fly, and then when it comes to a football question, say, I'm sorry if you're not prepared.
Yeah, fair enough. Right?
We're okay in this territory here. Well, I mean, when you factor everything in, he's probably not the guy at the top of the list, but I think Brock Purdy's in a great situation this weekend.
I said that too.
Yeah, I mean, they're a major favorite. They're sitting 9.5. You got a Green Bay team where their defense just played 89 snaps last week against Dallas, right? So they're going to face a Niners offense that you know is going to be well-prepared. You know they're well-coached. You know they're going to have a great script to start the game. That's what Kyle Shanahan does. And the starters have had essentially 3 weeks off because most of them didn't play in week 18. So from a confidence standpoint, in terms of everything around them, he's in a very good situation to produce because I don't think they're going to have to ask much of him in that game as long as the defense is able to limit the big plays. When you're looking from a prop perspective, I think Baker Mayfield's headed for a big day given his situation. Detroit is very good at stopping the run. They're very poor stopping the pass. If you're the Bucs and you're a 6.5-point underdog in this game, chances are you're playing from behind. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have to throw a lot of passes. I think he's going to hit a few home runs in this one. Godwin over 59.5 receiving yards. Mayfield over 255.5 passing yards would be my plays. And then if we're just talking pure confidence because, hey, you're the guy and we expect you to play very well this weekend, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is going against a defense that's not going to be able to slow him down. And Mahomes is Mahomes. Like, even with his wide receiver unit depleted, he's going to show up and play well in this game.
See, I like everything you just said, particularly Purdy. I tried to bring up Purdy, and I got pushback from Hembo over here in his Abe Lincoln sweater. I don't know what we're doing with that here today. But
Hembo, what's the problem?
I like Brock Purdy.
I mean, I like Brock Purdy, but if we're going to compare Brock Purdy to the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are also playing this weekend, I'm not going to give the fact that he's playing a weaker defense as being like the reason why I put him over a Mahomes or an Allen or a Jackson.
Mahomes is playing on the road, and he's got a lesser unit around him. Purdy has more to play with, and he's playing against a much worse defense at home.
But Purdy has shown, Joe, as you know, that he will give it up, having thrown 11 interceptions this season. We just saw the Packers be opportunistic last week. I think Brock Purdy will play well. I can't have more confidence in him than someone who's going to someday wear a gold jacket.
Hembo, how about Love Hembo. And Stroud? Go ahead,
Hembo,
Joe.
If you are facing 10 years in prison and it's determined by the output of the offense of the 49ers or the Chiefs this weekend, who is defending you in the court of law?
Well, I would definitely take the 49ers in that case, but that's not what the question is. The question is which quarterback I have the most confidence in.
You have the most confidence in the Niner offense? You have the most confidence in Brock Purdy?
No, I'm not playing that game. I'm not playing that game.
Greedy, what was your next question? I think we've wrapped this one up.
Saying this is just a McCaffrey show all by himself? He's going to throw the ball to Kittle. He's going to throw the ball to Ayuk. He's going to throw the ball to Debo. He's going to have 312 yards passing and 3 touchdowns.
I have Brock Purdy fourth on my list. I think he's going to do a great job this weekend coloring inside the lines like he always does.
Where do you put the young kids? Where do you put Stroud and Love? What do you expect from them, Joe?
Stroud is a remarkable talent. I think he's in an awful, awful situation this week. I think one of the best bets you can make is Ravens in the first half. It's -5.5. Stroud's coming into this game without two of his top weapons, right? So he's got no Tank Dell. He's got no Noah Brown. And they've looked very good the last 2 weeks. Indoors, against average defenses. And yes, the injured Browns on the road is an average defense at best. Now you're going outdoors against one of the best defenses in the NFL, and they're well rested. The problem for Houston is that they are a team that already struggles to run the ball, and if they can't run against Baltimore, that means they're going to just have to sit back and throw. And while Stroud's remarkable, you take his top two weapons away against that Raven defense, I think he's going to struggle. And I don't think it's because he isn't great. He's just got the worst situation of everyone this weekend.
By the way, I have a boost up on ESPN Bet, and I want to hear what you think of that. If you're willing to lay the 10, and the number is 10 right now on ESPN Bet with the Ravens, you can get plus 110, whereas it had otherwise been minus 110. So it's a special boost called Seeing Green that I put up there for games regularly. What do you think of that? Are you willing to give the points with the Ravens?
10's a relative key number. 3, 7, 4 are key numbers. 10's in there as well. Some of the market has moved to 9.5. So the good news is if you're laying the 10, you get plus money there, which is how that should be. If I was to play a side in that game, yes, it would be the Ravens. The only thing that worries me about the cover is that the Ravens tend to get a little sloppy late in games when they have a big lead, a little complacent. Backdoor could be wide open here with C.J. Stroud chucking it all over the field. So that's the only thing that worries me, but I would be laying it with the Ravens. It's in terms of the confidence plays, I like Baltimore quite a bit this weekend.
I got 60 seconds. Give me two or three more bets you love this weekend.
Tampa Bay plus the 6.5. I'm going to wait for the 7 to see if it's out there. I think Detroit's overvalued. Sean McVay gave that game away last week. He's too liberal with his timeouts. He's too conservative with his play calling in the red zone, and he was too conservative with that punt. He blew it. Everyone forgets that Detroit's offense went cold in that game. Tampa can play defense. Godwin over 59.5 receiving yards. Baker over 255.5 passing yards. And I play Tampa Bay. I also like the Chiefs if you can get them plus 3. The scheduling spot sets up well because of the rest. More importantly, I married in the Bills Mafia. I cannot afford to go down in flames again here.
So well done. Thank you very much for your expertise in all things gambling and pants. And
get me some pants, Joe.
Everything else. You'll hear him coast to coast with Chris Carlin noon today. You'll see him on First Take coming up in the next hour as well. All our gambling insight coming from Joe Fortenbaugh. We've got a million things left to do, including our picks on all these games on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.